Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, and good evening, everyone. This is Brother Baba Wetopa right here in Oklahoma City, your host with the most. I am on the line with Nicole Zagrati, as well right now, our sister co-host, Mayat Yubor. She'll be here obviously a little later on, as she always is. So again, thank you all very much for joining in. This is People Power Radio right here in Oklahoma City. Again, I'm your host with the most, Brother Baba Wetopa. Thank you all for joining us. Tonight's broadcast is that we're going to be continuing to talk about the success we had today in our community gathering in Dale City this afternoon. And I want to say to everyone, it was eye closed. I mean, I'm still reeling off a natural high today. I'll tell you what, if natural highs are like this here, I'd have one every day, but martini, whatever you want to call it. Well, you know how that goes. Again, we've had pretty good sunshine. It wasn't too hot today. I mean, God made it possible for us, and again, we took advantage of it. You know, we were obedient, and we got a great reward for doing what we do. So, again, thank you all, everybody, for tuning in. And those of you who haven't tuned in yet, we hope that you will continue to stay with us. Because tonight, again, we want to talk about the subject of what we did talk about today in Dale City at Ray Trent Park, and that is unity in our community. I want everybody to know that unity in our community is essential in order to progress as a village for people to survive and collectively make the changes necessary for uplifting society as a whole. How you treat yourself and your society, how you treat your family, your community, and children and everyone else around you determines on how you intend for your life to go in its progress. So before we get too far off into the subject tonight, let's get a little bit of talk with that. Actually, one of our co-hosts, he's been pretty regular on our show, Nicole Zagrati. Nicole, tell me, hey, you was out there today, weren't you? What are your thoughts on what we did today?
Today was awesome to have, you know, we had activists, we had, you know, nonprofit organizations, we had people that are running for political seats. I don't want to call them politicians because the people we had out there weren't politicians. They're regular people like you and I. And I just think it was awesome to hear, you know, all the stories. We've heard the stories, and to just put the pieces together so that we can come together collectively and create this movement. The movement, of course, I know we hear people are listening to us all over the country. This movement, you know, at some point is going to become national. We're at the time again for another civil rights movement. We're talking about Oklahoma, and we have to start local, and so do you guys. It starts with your local, you know, officials, local governments, local gathering, and then we can become bigger movements once we become whole as a state. So our focus today was our state, but we know that the injustices that are taking place in Oklahoma are taking place all over the United States.
Yeah, but you're right. But like you said, you got to clean your own backyard up. How can you tell somebody to clean their backyard when yours is dirty? So therefore, you can show by example. You lead by example. If yours is cleaned up, then you can justify the statement that you have to make.
Yes, sir.
So you're absolutely right. Like I said, you did beautiful. We also want to let everybody know, too, that next month we will definitely want to pick back up on our protest that we had on behalf of Shed Ewing. As everybody know, he was a black young man murdered in his prime right there in Norman, Oklahoma City, on the campus, not in front of, on the campus, on the street that belonged to the school, the campus, which OU University don't want to pretend, it wasn't on campus. They don't know that street right there goes through their school lane. So that's actually their school street, because right there you have a crossing that goes between, and you go from one crossing to the next. That street lane right in there, it's right on school property. So yeah, in a way you can deny that. So they want to try to pretend that they don't understand what's going on. But at the same time, we know that there were certain videos and things that people don't want to let off of. Why? Because the school has a connection to one of the most powerful people who walked the streets of Norman, Oklahoma. It's no question about it. Whose son murdered Chad Ewing, who was just basically out doing a stroll as he normally do on a Saturday weekend. He decided to go out on his own and be to himself. That's nothing strange to that. But to be able to walk on the street and to actually be assassinated, like I was telling the people out there today at our function, those people, that man came up there with the intent to harm Shed the way he did. It wasn't by accident. That was by design. He was going to pick somebody to hurt, and he did it. That's bottom line. And now, like Nicole, you mentioned, for this man to have gone out and picked Shed out with his 10-year-old son in the car with him, what kind of father would do something like that to let his traumatize his son? It was almost like that was an initiation, in a sense. Why else would you have him in there and pull a gun instead of driving on a curb or backing up or whatever, roll your window up or whatever now? I mean,
yes,
it's almost like somebody sent him on a mission. What you think about that, Nicole? I mean, like I said, we still got a little time to talk about this.
I agree. And the fact that his gun was so readily available that from witness testimony, he popped shed within seconds. So, I mean, who has their gun? You know, when you're riding in the car with your kids on a Saturday, you got your windows down. I'm assuming you're enjoying the breeze. You got your kid in the car hanging out Saturday morning. Most of us, you know, that's a good time. Most of us aren't running around with the one in the chamber with it sitting, you know, right on our laps. And then, not to mention, this man never rolled up his windows. If Chev was such a threat and you were concerned, the first stage of defense, now we know based off of Oklahoma Stand Your Ground law, he didn't have to roll up his windows. But anybody who's in fear, your first stage of defense is going to be what? To create a barrier.
But you're right, Nicole, but what I'm trying to say, and you are actually on point now, get this and let me add a little bit of mustard on the hot dog that you just spoke about. Well, you got to also realize, too, that let me tell you something. Like you said, my first line of defense, knowing I got my 10-year-old in the car, first of all, I ain't going to be arguing with you if I figure that I'm going to possibly get him hurt. That's number one. You know, I'm going to go, damn, I got a gun in my car. Because my whole point is to try to ward off any kind of escalation of any harm to anyone. That's what I would have done. Okay.
Yes,
and then, like I said, you got to drive off. You could have said, hey, man, call the police later on. Say, look at me, we got one of these black guys, whoever, bothering me. And I had to run up on this curb, man. Can somebody come over and help me out? No. And then, like you mentioned today, Nicole, is that the man got on there and said, I don't know what he was going to do to me. When you use the language of the law, is using force with force. This man didn't have a weapon on him, so therefore I'm trying to tell y'all, Greg Mashburn was not justified in this ruling that he made that it was a stand your ground. His defense was, I had a right because I was being advanced upon. It's not a right of being advanced upon. The right is being touched. And as you also made mention, that's right, touched. I said touched. I'm going to the point of being touched. So what I'm trying to say is not necessarily attack me. If I touch you, I could possibly see you hurting me. But because I'm walking up on you and I'm not even within arm's reach, hands reach, and then the police them say, yeah, there was no fingerprints or smudges on a door handle or anything. Oh, no. But then as you say, Greg Mashburn, because he knew that there was no link, he swung at him. Now he swung at him, came up. Oh, man. Come on, y'all. Really? Come on. Y'all can do better than that, man. Come on. Y'all can do better than that to try to justify this man's erratic behavior. And that's why I say with Nicole, with this petition that we got going, Greg Mashburn must go. Bottom line.
Yes, sir.
He must go. He's a
got to get out of there.
Yeah, he's got to go. I'll show you. I think you may have
He's not serving the people.
Yeah. But, and again, that's exactly what we did today, Nicole. The whole purpose of us meeting today was to bring all our community leaders together so that we can quit going on a path in a different direction of our own. I'll show you. All right, Mia, good to see you on tonight. But our whole point was that, and I get what you just that's good. And our whole point today was to let everybody know that let's get out of this individuality. I mean, we're too big of individuals, okay? Let us start showing up in one another's camps. We're not trying to come up and run anything. We can also take the risk, and I can take orders. If someone say, Mr. Watson, go over there and guard the door for me, I'll go over there and do that. I mean, it's not necessary that I be on the spotlight. But my point is, let's get the thing behind us and let's do something for the people so they can feel relaxed and comfortable and want to come out and help us because they feel that we are legitimate and that we are being assertive for their particular community, their family, their children, and anything they may stand for. You know, even when it's in the defense of the ground law. You know? Okay. So what do you think about that, Maya? You think are we on the right track or what?
We are definitely on the right track. And I feel like there's always different pieces to the puzzle. And that's how I look at, you know, the entire movement. You know, I can bring one thing to the table that one person may not, you know, be their strong suit. But another person can bring something to the table that it may not be my strong suit. So it's putting pieces to the puzzle in order to solve the bigger issue. And that's always a great thing. And it's always a good direction to start by, you know, coming together and actually, you know, supporting each other, because it's power in unity. We just have to, you know, we just have to show up, you know, we have to to push that out there, you know, even though, you know, one person may be in Tulsa, one may person may be in Oklahoma City, you know, we all have different strong suits. So when we come together, we can start putting things together. And, you know, today's event was beautiful because it was different pieces to a puzzle that we're all trying to, you know, we're all trying to solve, and we're all trying to get rid of the problems that we have down here in Oklahoma. So that's my opinion about it, Michael.
Oh, you know what, Nicole, I'm going to get your information out this later on, but let me piggyback on what May I just talked about. We have very influential people that today. We had attorneys there. We had politicians there. We had non-politicians who were running for government. We had already the third largest actual, more than a political party, because when you're more than a political party, when you show up at the people's event and you speak on their behalf, just like the Libertarian Party, they're more than just a party. Those people out there, they won't see, and that's why I supported them. I gave them a platform from which I've gotten them through all on the radio show and got them exposure. See, this is what we do, y'all. We come and help one another out where other ain't maybe we. You see? So what do you think about that, Nicole? I mean, are we on the right track as well? I mean, talk to me. Take it back on what Leah was talking
about. Yes, I think that this definitely, you know, open eyes and routes and doors for a lot of us to connect. I saw a lot of us talking, you know, after the fact amongst one another and exchanging phone numbers and information. We even had a lady travel as far as from Colorado just to be there with us, and had a testimony about how she didn't even know how she was going to make it financially to get there when she first heard about it. But she said something in her, you know, made her feel that she absolutely needed to be there. And then the day before, that's she wakes up to a deposit, unexpected deposit in her bank account.
Come on, man. Come on.
I feel like, you know, this is just, you know, God or universe or however you feel, whatever power it may be that you look up to is moving. And this is what we need. And like I said, there's so much going on again in our world, and I shouldn't even say again in our country. These things have been going on, but we saw a dormant period in a lot of this, but we're back now to where we were in the 60s. We need a movement. The people need a voice again, because the people's voices are being buried again by government and by corporations and all of these evil, you know, institutions and the way they're intertwined, and it's time to progress, and it's time to move past that, you know. We're all in the same fight, whether it be, you know, for incarcerated, or whether it be for someone who's wrongfully killed, or it's someone you know, women's rights, or it's somebody for their right to choose same-sex marriage, or, you know, we don't discriminate. People's rights are people's rights. Prisoners, I mean, they're still people. So I just feel like we all have the same cause of fighting for human rights. And today was absolutely beautiful, and I felt, you know, really good energy, and felt like everybody was on you know, the same collective page, and that's awesome.
Nicole, I think we got some more callers. I'm getting ready to go to our phone line. We know, like I said, we normally don't let callers who's not on our list to call in, but we have some callers right here. We want to go to, who is this, 369, Clackswag 1, 405-369, who is that? You're not, you can speak if you want. You don't have to, but we like to recognize everybody, you know, whenever the callers come in. If you want to speak, you can. You just want to listen, it's up to you. Hello, 405-369, can you?
Yes, 639. This is Donna, and I was at the meeting today. Hi, how are you? And at the meeting, hey everybody! But at the meeting,
I
met some wonderful people.
I know. How do I know you said you? Give me your name, rank, and serial number. You might not be who you say you are. No, go ahead.
Well, let me tell you like this: I was there, and I seen the most amazing coming together in unity. People on one accord with the same passion. and that is, again, for human rights for others. And so as we continue in unity, I am really, I guess I'm activated at this point. After leaving that meeting, I'm not the same. I am not the same woman. I am ready.
Come on.
My feet are ready and my hands are ready to run. And so I just want to engage and charge other people. If you're listening, you need to get involved. This involves everyone. So we need to get involved. You need to show up. You need to Facebook. There's a lot of things that you can do. Emails, there's things available to where you can contact and get involved. Each one, reach one. And so I just want to leave it at that. But it's not
But Donna, that was very important. Let me important. Well taken. Let me tell you something. Don't leave because we be doing interviews all night long. I mean, you're going to have probably before. Now, I'm not just saying it's probably about almost 30 to 40 minutes of your own just back and forth, you know, because that's what we do. We talk about a subject, we get everybody's advice. I mean, we do it even keel here, man. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. Bobo, we top it right here in Oklahoma City. We don't try to run anything. All is what we do is that we give one another. This is a show, everybody's show, and we just simply the promoters. You know, we don't run anything. We don't run anything. We don't tell anybody what to say or whatever. We just like to listen to everybody, what everybody got to say. But let me tell y'all something. As proof to what we're doing, like you said, we had a lady that reached us from all the way from Colorado. She said, man, I like what y'all, I'm coming down to see what these people are about. Why? Because she's inspired by God to do so as well. And guess what? On the 31st, actually 28th, during our rally in front of the jail, we got some people coming from New Orleans and San Francisco. Gonna be down there. I'm telling y'all, the radio show tonight is what's getting us to reach, and they see that we're constantly being persistent and not giving up, and they're reaching people not by accident but by design. Now, you can call him God, you can call him Yahweh, you can call him extra sensitive perception, whatever you want to call it, but the point of the matter is when you listen to your higher calling will not guide you on. This is Bobo We Top right here in Oklahoma City. My co-host, Mayat, you're right here in Oklahoma City. We're on People Power Radio. We're giving you everything that you need to hear. Again, there's no right or wrong. Your word, your opinion, your ideas, your thoughts count. There are no big eyes and little use, so I want everyone to know that. And let me see if I can right quick, Mayat. Talk to me a little bit about how you felt today and tell you how you think we can continue what we're doing.
I was fired up from the beginning. You know what I mean? When I came in there, I was just like hearing the stories of the families, you know, hurt, the pain, you know, of what happened to their family members, wrongful deaths, you know, and just the cruel treatment, you know, of our people. It just fired me up because, you know, like I said when I was there, this is my home, Oklahoma. I was born and raised here. I've been all around the city my entire life. I've never lived anywhere else. And to have all this stuff happen here is very disappointing, and it angers me to a certain extent. And, you know, overall, us getting together and connecting, you know, is really going to change, you know, this whole playing field for Oklahoma. You know, they're not ready for that. But it's cool if they're not ready for that. We still coming. You know what I mean? So, and Nicole has me fired up. I'm blaming it on her.
Nicole always trying to show out, man.
I was like, what happened? Oh, I told them at the table. Yeah. I did the 1970s Black Power movement up there. I was like,
I'm telling y'all, man, the spirit, let me tell y'all, man, the spirit was up on the waters, y'all. I mean, I'm just going to tell you. Donna, you were absolutely outstanding. I mean, praying and using examples of various characters in the Bible and things. And again, us coming in, we had almost a perfect day without attention. Now, come on, that wasn't by accident. That was by design. And when your prayer, Donna, helping and recognizing young men whose family, as you say, when he called me, he said, hey, man, if I take my kids, I need my kids back. I said, man, you need to say no more, because men are not giving the respect to us in terms that not all of us are not bad. Just like that man right there, he really loved his children. It wasn't what he did, it was what his wife had done, and they lumped him into it. And what he got to say, because let me tell y'all something, they're trafficking in these kids. And this man wasn't going for it. He called me up. I said, no, man, they're not going to sell your kids $100,000. Well, I'm talking actually the Department of CPS is actually doing that. Child Protective Services are actually
Yes, they are. CPS is trafficking children in the United States.
Yes.
I will speak on that. I was involved in an incident actually with my children in between my two marriages. I was dating a man, and there was no previous history of domestic violence. But he hit me in the face one day and night, and I called the police. The children were asleep. I called the police. The police came out. He was taken to jail, but they told me that because the children were present in the home at the time it happened, although they were even asleep, that they had to call Child Protective Services. Well, I had never had a history with them, or so I thought, you know, everything's going to be okay, no big deal, you know. No, what did these people do? They tried to remove my children from my home because they said, well, you failed to keep them from being exposed to domestic violence. So they used me as a victim of domestic violence and tried to justify taking my children. Then I called my mother, and she was up here in Yukon, and this was in Chickasha. She was up here in Yukon, and I called her, and my mother has an attorney. My mother called her attorney, and the attorney told my mother, get somewhere where I can fax you some paperwork, go there right now, tell your daughter to stall them, don't let them leave with the children. She said, I'm going to give you paperwork so that your daughter can sign the children, the custody of the children over to you, because as of right now, they're still in her custody legally until a judge removes them. They're still her children.
Right.
And my mother came to my house with that document, and the CPS worker actually, and with Chickasha Police Department, lied to us and told us that it was illegal for us to do so and that she would be charged with kidnapping if she were to leave with the children. So they took my kids initially, and while they didn't take them into state's custody, they had me set up a safety plan and put them in somebody's someone else's home that they approved of, and they had to go do a home inspection and stuff. My children were away from me for a week, and in that time frame, they found out that my mother had gotten me an attorney and we could afford to fight. As soon as DHS knew that we could afford to fight, they backed all the way out. We never heard from them again. They closed the case.
Wow.
You can't even, there's no trace of the case, nothing. And it's because what they do is they prey. They use domestic violence. They take poor single mothers and mothers that are dating these men or fathers that are dating women that have whatever issues, and they take the victims in those cases and they use it to take those children, and it's for profit. They try to tell you, oh, the foster care system cost us. But let me tell you something. They adopt those children now for thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. And if you notice, the abuse isn't just in the poor communities. It's not just in the poor communities. Why is it that we never hear about them taking away these rich white kids? They never leave the home. Why not? Because they know mommy and daddy can afford to fight for their rights. But they know the poor families can't, so that's what they're betting on. So they take these children and they put them in these foster care situations where they're oftentimes sexually trafficked, sexually abused, sexually exploited, beaten. I've seen, as a restaurant manager, I actually had a lady that I had to call the police on because it irritated the hell out of me. I managed a upscale restaurant in Nichols Hills, and this lady, white lady, had two black children that were obviously full black that she had adopted, and she had two children of her own, and she was a frequent customer. Well, I noticed every time she came in that the two black children were not cared for. Their hair wasn't kept, together. They had on torn-up shoes, and this is in Nichols Hills. They had torn-up shoes. Yeah. Their clothes were tattered. They were outgrowing their clothes, and every time she would order food, she would order it for her and her two children, and those two children she never ordered food for. And when they sat, she made them sit at the table next to them, away from them. So what was she doing? This lady, and I took food to them as a manager for free to these two kids. They weren't getting fed. The last time I was pissed because I had seen it. I took food to them, and the lady gave me like a fake smile, and as soon as I walked away and turned around, she was cutting her eyes at them like they better not touch it. And those two kids sat there and would not touch the food. And I was pissed.
Man.
So I called the police and reported it. But that happens a lot with these kids that go into CPS. They get put in these hands of people that are after a paycheck. They're not after the children and what's for the children, what's best for the children. They're looking for that check every month. and they use
that's
them.
That's right.
And they abuse well, them. So our system, he's mm-hmm. right, the CPS system is trafficking children, and it's fucked up.
Well, let me tell you.
Sorry
you know
to go on a rant, but it irritated the hell out of me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't hang up. Don't say anything yet because Donna had a similar situation like that. We're not gonna just put all out there. But he had, yeah, Donna, tell us how that fight you had with your grandkids.
Well,
what's going on there?
Absolutely. I heard you speak of the African American children's, especially the little girl's hair. To see my granddaughter in that state, you know, it looked like mice had been sucking on her hair. Her hair had just began to just shred. That beautiful little girl that you all see today, you know, hair just shredded, and they don't know how to properly take care of the hair. They're putting them with families again to, and I believe that they place them with people. This is just my opinion. Yeah. I believe they place them with people that's friends, acquaintance of the case managers. They split the money. I believe all that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we in a situation here is just knowledge. We need knowledge. We need unity within our communities to teach us, to learn us. You know, I learned things today that I didn't know. And so if we could just come together as one and stay together as one, as a group. And then if we have that problem, if I would have been able to come to a group like what we have today, and they sit me down and explain to me some things that, you know, I could have possibly went forth with doing, well, I didn't have that. And so this group is doing what Michael Washington and his group is doing is providing us with knowledge, information, resources. All of this is coming, you know, through him, organization of putting this together. So, again, we need to – we all just need to come together, come out. If you don't know, it's time to step up and find out what's going on in your community. It's time to stop talking about it. Enough's enough. You know, no one takes care of nobody else's family if you're not going to take care of your own family. It's time to come together. Get up. Get out of the house. And you know, I was like you guys. I wasn't staying in the house just looking on Facebook. But today I got up. And today I got up, I will continue to be up. I am standing up from this point.
Right.
And so with that being said, get up, get out, and get involved.
Well, you know what? Now y'all got me thinking, this is what I want to do on our next show, this coming Thursday. Y'all have inspired me. I think we want to do a show on human trafficking of our babies. It's important that we let them know because, again, see, you don't do things by accident. I mean, this is basically what we started off talking about tonight's show, is how human trafficking our babies and things. So when you see the signs, see, signs are clear to those who reflect. Stop, let go, the yield. Okay, those are signs that we reflect on. So it's just like a sign to us when something comes to us, an idea, we should flow with the boat, you know. So I think next week, if y'all think it'd be a good idea, we can talk more on trafficking of our kids and see why they're displacing these children from their community, from their family, putting them in well-to-do families who, again, abusing them, putting them in rooms, locking them in rooms, not feeding because they don't mind or the shoe may have gotten dirty. They went out in the, you know, to play or whatever, you know what I mean? And things of that nature, y'all, I'm telling y'all, this is a big old racketeering process going on with the child protective services. It's not, they're not protecting them children. That's the wrong name to give them.
No, it's not.
They need to name child criminal agency. That's what they need to name it. You know?
The lady that showed up to my house, too, for my children that tried to take them from me, my children are biracial, for those of you that don't know, black biracial children, and the lady, the caseworker that they sent out to my house, had on damn cowboy boots with the rebel flag on them. I was pissed about it. She had no business overseeing what's best for black children. I lost my shit. And then I went on her Facebook page because somebody that I knew her personally, because Chickasha is not very big. Somebody that I knew her personally, went on her Facebook page. She had a lot of racist posts, rhetoric, all these things on her page. And I brought that to the agency's attention. And you know what they told me? What people do with their private life is not our concern. Well, what people do that are in charge of removing children, No, first of all, she shouldn't be in the home with black children if that's how she feels.
Well, you better believe.
She can't have their best interest in at heart if she's racist.
Wow,
so I just wanted to point that out. Irritated the hell out of me, and it's something that's always bothered me.
Ooh,
just
come on,
to get that
man,
out off my chest.
Yeah, no, thank you. No,
I mean,
you ain't done nothing wrong. Look here.
Just
this is the show that lets you get it off with this. Dude.
In that field alone.
Yeah.
In that field alone, I mean, that should raise a concern. Hell, any job that you get nowadays, you working, you know, in a hospital or you're working in positions like that where, you know, you get to determine if somebody, you know, gets to stay in a situation like CPS, medical jobs, stuff like that. They run your social medias and everything else, too, on top of that. So that's surprising to see if that, you know, to see that they said something like that. And that she's in, like, you shouldn't have anything like that on your page or anything, period. You know, symbols or anything like that, that should be, a major issue when you're determining it, so, you know, if a child is staying at home or not. Or gets removed.
I work in the aerospace industry right now, and we're not even allowed to wear anything politically charged or anything like that to work. And it's not even something where I'm in charge of people. I'm taking care of parts that go on airplanes. So why is it that a profession where, you know, she's in charge of the lives of people, she's able to openly be racist?
Wow.
Well, it's down to some people are entitled. Some people are entitled, and you know, this is where we're at. But what we need to do is figure out how do we deal with this when this happens. We know these things are coming our way. These things have been, you know, been around for a long time now. But where do we go? You know, when you've seen that as a mother and you're scared to death and you're frightened and you're crying and they're taking your baby and your babies are going into the hands of a woman in the middle of the night with this on her boots. You know, where do you go?
Whoa.
Who do you reach out to? You know, who do I call? And so this is the purpose of the organizations is to put resources together. We have to. So I charge the people of Oklahoma City, even the state of Oklahoma. You know, when he says, I charge you, that is a biblical terminology. I charge you to come out, to get involved, see what's going on, bring the gifts that God put in you, the purposes that are in you. Let's come together. Let's turn this into 500-plus people in 48 hours. Let's do that.
No, we can ready to do that. We can ready to do that.
And we can do that.
Wow.
So for everyone that's listening, come out. Get information. Be a part. Need your help. These little babies need your help.
Donna, you just started something. Now we got Randy is on the line from up here in New Mexico. Randy want to know who you are, where you from, and what ticked you off into getting into that. He heard you say a while ago that you woke this morning and you just got into it. So he's letting me know. What turned that light bulb on?
Randy, I'm a woman of God. Randy, hi. It's nice to meet you. And hello in New Mexico. In fact, Randy, I'm a woman of God. I believe in praying. And see, now is the time. Now is the time. Look at our world. Look at the situation. You have to have been up under a rock to not feel the pressure in the spirit realm of what's going on. So we sit here and we do nothing. We can either complain, we can talk about it, we can go on the internet and stroll from page to page and look at things, but you're not doing anything. So you're part of the problem when you don't do anything. I have seen Michael Washington's page. I have been praying for individuals and in the posts that I read on this page for a couple of years now. But I never physically got up and became a part. What was the light bulb? It's time. It is time. Enough is enough. It's time to reach out and bring. I don't want to die and leave this earth and did not do my part to help. I have a son that's incarcerated. Don't you know I want people to pray with me? Don't you know I want people that I can talk to? Don't you know I want some people to show up in the courtroom with me to sit there and support me? just like everyone else do. So where do we start? How do we get this together? And I'm willing to utilize my gifts that God gave me. I'm willing to sell myself to the cause. And so I'm just asking that everybody reach out, share, you know, bring others in. Somebody's life depends on this.
Amen.
So we're talking, we have talked tonight from the short time that I've been a part of this, Randy, and went today. We have talked from kids, from DHS, baby, to people incarcerated in a local jail who have come up going in on a simple ticket of $700 and something to be paid, but coming out with no life, dead. We're talking about people.
Man.
We're talking about people that the injustice that has happened to people, where somebody ends up shot and the person that did it can't be charged for it, and the evidence that they committed the crime. We're talking about inmates in prison. We're talking about, and not only that, Randy, we're talking about attorneys. Now, here you are, I have people in the community that's given their hard-working money. We're talking $20,000 for murder cases to represent their family members. Or any case, an attorney half comes, half shows up. He sells you out to the DA. What do we do? Where do I run? Who do I reach out to? Where do I go? So now we need to form together. Everybody come together. Christians would do this. Look what the world would be if we would all come together. We can't come all together and just kneel and pray.
Amen. Well, let's start.
My name is Donna.
Donna, you want to give me a last name? You want to tell them where you live? And not personally, what city you're in and all that stuff.
My name is Donna, and I'm from Oklahoma City. If you ever need to reach out to me, go through the proper procedures. Go through Michael Washington. This way my phone number is not out to every person that's out there.
Absolutely.
Because when I tell you I'm a praying woman and a seer in the spirit, don't you know Satan would love to eat me up? And so what he does is he comes to me because I'm praying for all of this to come together. So reach out through Michael. And I'm an open book, and you can reach me. But what I'm saying is no more. I stand on it no more. My life will matter to help someone else. It's not about me. It's not about me. I don't get in that type of trouble. I really don't. You know, it can happen to me without getting in that type of trouble, but I don't live my life like that. But I want to stand for somebody else. I want to stand for somebody else.
I tell you what,
before I leave,
we don't stand for somebody. If we don't stand for something, we fall for everything. Anything, won't we?
So, Randy, that's what I'm about.
Amen. Oh, man. Oh, he's lit up. He said he brought his daughter to the phone, man, that she was listening to you. Now, let me tell y'all something else, y'all. See, we've developed a pretty good program, being a co-host and co-host. And now that you people be getting more and more involved like this is, we have a long audience. Let me tell y'all something. I'm not lying to y'all. This is my word of God. We have callers from all across the globe, and guess what we've been averaging? And I'm not just exaggerating. We've been averaging 70 to 80 people listening in, per call. So, in other words, I'm talking about different cities. I can't tell you how many. We just can't keep up with everybody's calling. But I'm telling y'all, those who want to call in and say something, and we just can't get them on. But look, y'all, we got to keep doing what we're doing because they feel. Now, like I said, you had a lady come all the way from Colorado today. And then, hold up, let me go see who these people are. And says she's going to be at our next one. She said, I was on my mama. She said on the 30th, on our rally in Oklahoma City, in Thunder County Jail, she said, I was supposed to go to Jamaica. No, not Jamaica, but another name she gave. She said, I'm coming down Oklahoma City now. So she said that God called her to come this way, y'all. And it's not by accident because she was actually looking for something herself. And she found a new family, y'all, which is us, y'all. So we got to continue to give her something, let her know she's not coming down about this. Am I right, Maya? What talk to me?
I say.
All right, go ahead.
What was that again? Go ahead and see this one.
No, I was going to say, you're absolutely correct. She came all the way down, and and she had tears in her eye. Let's talk about the passion that this woman had. This passion that she had just touched everyone there. And as I hugged her and the tears falling down her eyes to where she said, I'm coming back.
Come on.
I'm coming back.
Come on.
I know my purpose is to be here and to do this. And I just need people to stand with me.
Uh-huh.
And I
love.
Promised her I would.
I'm sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She felt love.
You know,
I'm telling you.
To add on to that, I didn't get to speak to her, but the fact that she came all the way down here to, you know, add to what we already have going on, you know, to add another piece to the puzzle is amazing because, you know, we need everybody to come together. We need everybody from whatever, you know, background, from anywhere, you know what I mean, that has, you know, another piece to fix this problem here in Oklahoma. We have a bunch of different issues, but the thing is that they all tie together in some weird fashion or way, and some of the powers that be have their hand on more than one of these issues that are going on right now, you know. So that's the thing. We have to play it just like they play it. They got their hands, and they probably got their hands in CPS, and then they got their hands in the jail system. You know, got their hands everywhere. You know what I mean? So we don't have to play them at their own game, you know what I mean, and not let them in. You know, they've been, you know, doing the most, as I call it, for too long, and it has to end, and it ends when everybody stands up and says, this is enough, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They hear us in our individual groups saying stuff, we want justice here. We want justice here. We're not going to take your mess. We're not going to, you know, they hear us. When women wrongful death, you know, wrongful incarceration, extended sentence, they hear us. You know what I mean?
They hear us.
And our ancestors and the ones that have passed away due to all of these things are crying out from the ground. They are crying out. Get justice. You know what I mean? Because this is going to continue to be the narrative that we live in if we don't change it. You know, if we don't stand up right now, generations behind us that are going to have to take up the torches, whether they like it or not, this is a world where they're going to have to stand up too. You know, and we got to we have to create a foundation for them to go off of and teach them early about what's going on right here, right now, while they're still young. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they don't be surprised when they see things, and they can say, you know what, I know that's wrong, and that should not happen. You know, so it's all of us coming together, all of us strengthening the entire movement for Oklahoma, and we inspire other people. I've heard it inspire other people in other states to keep doing the same thing, too.
And the babies, the children that, you know, attend the things that we do, that's the next group of activists. That's the next group of, they're going to change the world. That generation is a generation that's going to change the world. We're setting, or we're not even setting, we are digging up the foundations that people generations before has laid, that these institutions have grown over the top of. But we're setting a pathway for these children that are watching us. The children come to our events, they're learning. They're learning about, like Maya said, they're learning the truths and injustices of the world early.
Yeah.
And I know so often we try to protect our children from that. And I was one of those people. And you know what I decided? In my first few activist roles, my children weren't there. And then I felt like, you know what? Why not? Why aren't they there? This is to teach them. This is the next generation.
Yeah.
You know, eventually I'm going to be too old to march, you know, and someone else is going to have to do it.
Yeah.
And our government has already shown us that from the last civil rights movement that we got to stay on it. Like Michael said today, we got to keep our foot on their necks, but not like they did George Floyd. We got to do it legally, and we got to keep pressing. We can't let off the gas because every time we let off the gas, what do they do?
Yep.
Start their bullshit
again. They
get inspired. And we got, you know, people always want to talk about, you know, we're not our ancestors, but look, the ancestors were badass. They'd show up and show out. You know,
they show up and show out.
We're standing on the stairs as part of the government buildings with our guns.
You know, we're forcing change. We're sitting in. We do sit-ins right now in Oklahoma, but you know the kind of sit-ins that we do right now? Those aren't real sit-ins. We sit in until right before they're going to close, and then we leave. But real sit-ins sit in there and make them arrest them. You get me out of here if you're not going to listen to me.
Definitely,
they sit
definitely.
In there and
oh,
they
man.
Get uncomfortable. DA, you're not going home. Judge, you're not going home. Police officers, police chiefs, whatever, you're not going home.
Oh, fine.
Until you listen to our demands. Jail trust, y'all aren't going home. Oh, y'all had a meeting today? Well, we're going to sit off in here. Oh, y'all need to close the door and shut the lights off? Well, guess y'all going to have to hear us then. These are the types of things that we need to do. So the generations before us, they gave us that groundwork. We got to continue, guys. We got to continue. You know, my mouth.
I see you on that one. Yep.
Boy, Nicole's fired up. Boy, y'all fired up tonight. Y'all be more. You know what? That's a runoff of what we did earlier today at the park out there. You know, Ray Street Park.
Yes.
I mean, boy, it was. I mean, it was so lovely, man, that I couldn't believe we had all those people together in various groups. We were telling the stories and the horror stories of the inmates dying in the jails and prisons and all. My motto is no prisoner or jail person left behind. You know what I'm saying? No prison or jail left behind. You know, because if we leave those people behind, y'all, we're not doing the work of God. Jesus didn't leave anybody behind. Moses didn't leave anybody behind. He only left those behind who didn't want to follow the dictate and the principles that God was setting down. He told Moses, I'm going to put impress upon your heart and my words in your mind. You speak what I speak. And this is what we're doing today, y'all. When we're obedient, we have the same realization. We have the same realization. So, again, y'all, we want to take this thing higher and further than just a meeting. Like I told everybody today, let's plan our next strategy moves. Let's plan our next event. Let's plan our next Zoom calls. I mean, because we need to see one another's faces, because when you see one another's face, you kind of get that vibe of that, how that person is in a sense when a word is being expressed, you know, how that person feeling and seeing and expression and things of that nature. You know what I mean? So this coming Wednesday, I want us to, if we can, so we can, like you said, Ms. Donna, that we can start talking about the strategies for what our next show is going to be, what our next event is going to be, what our next rally is going to be. And this time, we're going to put more people on. Let me tell y'all, man, more and more people, if y'all get on, y'all see on our internet, on our Facebook pages and things, people are catching on like wildfire, okay? Uh-huh. And y'all can believe when you do things not to be seen of man, but to be seen of God or Creator, whatever name you want to give them, people have a tendency to rub off on what you're talking about tonight. Let me take one station break, and I'll be right back, y'all, and then we're going to say, this is Brother right here in Oklahoma City. May you be my honorable host, and we are hosts with the most. Again, we don't run anything. We're down here with People Power Radio. All we're doing here is giving the people what they want to hear. And what we're saying today is, hey, love, peace, happiness, and respect. Let me take this one quick break, and I'll be right back with Sister Mayette Yuboah, Miss Donna Field, and, of course, Nicole Zagrati. And I'll be right back, y'all. Let us take us here just very briefly, and don't go away because we got a lot more to share with you. So, again, let me just take a few silent moments and right back, so y'all hang in there. Brother Baba Utapa right here in Oklahoma City, your host with the most, my co-host, and yet your boy right here. We're doing it for you on People Power Radio. Again, your ideas, your words, your thoughts, and everything else that you can think about counts. We're on again, also give honor and recognition to Miss Donna Field as well as Nicole Zagrotti right here, some of our also co-hosts tonight. And also, those of you who are not able to get on, we want to thank you all for tuning in. But let me say again, just like the sister, the late, great Whitney Houston just said, no matter what they take from me, they're never going to take my dignity. No matter what you do to me, no matter how you think about me, no matter how you try and oppress me, there's always going to be victory because you're never going to take my dignity. What you do to me is not because I allow you to, but because I simply am outmanned, outdone. But at the same time, you're going to know you're not going to take my dignity because still yet I'm going to still remain firm and hard. Tonight we're talking about what we did today as well as our children. And again, Miss Donna, you go ahead and talk to him a little bit about what you think the future may hold for us, because now we're at the time of the show where we just basically talk about anything, everything that comes to heart. So again, just talk a little bit about, since it's your first time anyway, and let us know what you think about what you heard today so far.
Well, what I heard today activated me. As I had mentioned, when I was there today, I was motivated and I was activated and as well as educated on different things that's happening within our city, as well as I enjoyed one of the politicians that was out as well. I believe her name was Linda Steele, running for Attorney General.
Yeah,
that's awesome. We need to get behind. We need to get behind. We need to this woman spoke what the community is needing. So I say to each and everyone, you need to find out about her. Go to Facebook. Find her page.
I agree.
See what she's doing. Yeah. See what's going on. I say I support her from my heart, from what I've heard today. And she's definitely what we need for the community. What I can say, again, get involved. Because I've been sitting at home, running from the heat in the air condition. I failed to put myself out there and become a part. And shame on me. Shame on me. But today I came out. And look at the blessing when I came out. I'm still activated. I'm still fired up.
I'm like, who can I call?
Who can I tell? God, who you're leading me to? Lead me to someone to tell about what I've seen today. And so I'm so excited. I'm so happy that I was obedient and came out today. And thank God for what is going on with the movement and the people that is involved in it. We thank you. We thank you so much that you all have sacrificed. And so I just say thank you. And I say again, everyone, get involved. Get involved. This is for yourself. This is for your loved ones. This is for your future. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Do it now. That's all I can say. Do it now. No more waiting. Enough.
You know what? We thank you for those words of inspiration and motivation because, y'all, let me tell y'all something. What we've gone through in Oklahoma, they're going through all over the world. In every city, in every country, they are always what you call the have versus the have-nots. I want y'all to understand that. This is a government-structured event. And a government structured scientific measures, when I say the have versus the have not, there's no such thing as the rich, middle class, and poor anymore. You either have or you don't. And the power that be going to know if you have and if you don't, because you're going to be the ones and the jails are going to be last. You're going to be the last to get food. You're going to be the last to have freedom. You're going to be the last to have a place to live. You'll be the last to get education. Now, yeah, talk to me. Are we making sense or what?
Yes. I mean, this is what's happening. This is the world that we live in right now. But can we do something about it? Absolutely. And what it takes is the word unity. So come out in abundance. It takes unity. And this can be changed. That's all I can say is God seeing unity.
Come on, man. I say. Go ahead, man.
This event that we had today was really beautiful. And really, to be honest, every single every single thing that I have done with you, Nicole, and Michael, and also Yolanda, it's pushing. You know what I mean? We're pushing the envelope. I know that they feel it at the top. I know that they feel it at the top because we're not playing no games with them. And we're not sitting here just powwowing and not doing anything. No, we're making connections with each other, and we're starting to come together. Also, with Bridging the Gap came with us. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we all came together then. You know, it's every single time we do something, we're adding more. We're adding more people. Yeah. We're connecting more with the community in some type of way to get justice, to set this whole state right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like once a certain area does it, it's going to spread like a wildfire. And it could just be Oklahoma that sets off this fire in the South. And that's just my opinion. I know that there's other movements, you know, going on in other areas also. But really, Oklahoma in general, us, speaking for us, we are pulling together in ways that probably is scaring them right now because they didn't think that we could do that because of our different backgrounds and how diverse we are when we do come together. They're like, oh, they're not supposed to all be together. We're supposed to have them fighting against each other. No, no, that's not around. That's not going to happen anymore. You know what I mean? So it's always beautiful for us to come together and be on the same page about what's going on here and be fighting for the same thing at different angles. Like, you know what I mean? And I've never seen this in my life. This whole entire thing is stuff that I just read about in history happening.
Yes.
Just like with Fred Hampton and the Rainbow Coalition, how he brought all them together. And I was just thinking in my head, I said, hell, we got the Rainbow Coalition right here in Oklahoma.
If you
want to be frank and you want to be honest.
Absolutely.
We really do. And that all happened because of divine timing and the divine bringing everything together when it was supposed to be brought together. So I'm excited. I'm pumped up. I don't know how to bring my whole blood pressure down in my excitement.
I'm telling y'all, you know you're feeling it.
I'm getting to that.
Well, that's why we legalize. Never mind.
Yeah, y'all got it rocking, boy.
I'm starting to watch my blood pressure a little bit more nowadays. I'm getting a little older. And I know it's
all you got to do is tell me that you need to hit the sticks, and Mr. Washington won't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, Lord, I killed him. Man, I thought he liked it. Oh, man, there y'all go again with that, man.
You know, Michael said,
he thought the sticks from the tree.
I'm telling you, I thought they were coming picking a stick off the street over there. I said, what the hell? Who are you going to pick up a stick from? Man, you going to hit somebody with it or what? You know, I didn't know that.
Mike's going to take it literally. He's going to take it literally and be like, yeah, they finna go
hit the
stick.
That's what I'm saying. I thought he was talking about a stick. He's going to hit a stick with a stick. I didn't know. That's good.
But yeah,
I mean,
Mike,
I look
we
real
over here with a stick.
Yeah, but now don't hit me. I ain't done nothing with it. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, man, I tell y'all, look, we had people from various walks of life out there today, y'all. We had people out there, and they would not have shown up if they didn't feel there was a needing for change. Those people came out there, and guess what? They were able to tell their stories where they otherwise would not have been able to get what they was on their off their chest. That's what we do in our organization, man. We don't try to belittle or hold back. Didn't nobody laugh and found it insane or insidious or silly for what we were saying today? And guess what? When you listen to people, they will listen to you, and they want more of that same fire. And like y'all said, even when it was over with, wasn't nobody ready to leave. We were still ready to stay there and talk. But that tells me that we said that fire was still lit, you know? So, I mean, oh, man. But now we're going to take Donna. We're going to give you an opportunity to take you 3 minutes because, like I said, we get ready to wind down on the show, but 3 minutes. Say what you want to say. Talk about what you want to talk about. I mean, if you want to talk about how McDonald's cooked their hambergers, I mean, that's cool. But like I said, Lord, I get mine.
Not right now. After I've been fed, I was fed some
steak and potatoes today at the meeting. So McDonald's just will not do. Yeah. But I want to state that from the moment I walked in, the passion of the individuals that were speaking, and I remember it when I got there, it started off with a lady, and I don't remember her name, but this lady was talking that she had to hurry up and go. She stated what she had to say, and she said, I got to hurry up and go because.
You're talking about Gloria's.
The homeless, the glorious angels, I believe she said the name of it was. And you can find her on Facebook. But she said, I have to go. Yeah. It's hot out tonight. And she said, the homeless need water and ice.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
I need to go. And I have to leave you all. And I need to go. And I need to pass out water and ice. So immediately, she struck me right there. So now you're messing with my heart because that's one of my ministries as well. And so I'm like, okay, I'm seeing passion here for the less fortunate. And I'm like, wow. So immediately, since I couldn't go with her because I just got to the meeting and I needed to find out more, so I contributed. Mm-hmm. You know, I go in my purse and I contribute, and you take this and buy more water and more ice, and, and you give. And so then I hear a lady. I mean, it goes on and on, the passion of the people. Then I hear a lady that's a politician and her passion. And then I hear another lady and another lady, and Nicole, and the passion that was involved. And then the young lady, is it Akeisha? Akeeka?
Yeah, Akeeka.
Mr. Fred Hammond.
Oh, you're talking about Maya.
Mayada. Okay, well, I have it all together different. But the passion in this woman, and then when these people get through talking, the hugs, the tears, and the coming together, this is what we are supposed to do as human beings, is feel the hearts and the love, the hurt and pain for one another. And so I got a chance to be a part of that, and I can just say thank you. That's all I can say is thank you.
It's wonderful.
I am so
and
thankful.
We're going to keep the fire lit. Yes. We're going to keep the fire lit, y'all. This
Amen.
Is the Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Nicole, and go ahead and take your parting shots as well, and then we'll end it with Mayat, and then I'll close out, y'all. Yeah, brother. Go ahead on, man. This is so great. I'm feeling so elated. Go ahead on, Nicole. Talk to us.
Yes. Just piggybacking off of what, you know, the entire show has been tonight. Today was wonderful. I don't know how I'm going to wind down either, but, I'm ready to go. I've been ready to go. We've talked about several times about how we just have to come together, and there's even more so. We were in a large group today, but there's even more activists to reach and, you know, so many purposes in Oklahoma. Said we talked about multiple things from, you know, wrongful incarcerations to the treatment or lack of treatment, I should say, for basic human rights for those that are incarcerated to, you know, shed being gunned down innocently on the streets to, you know, this man that has been incarcerated since 2012 for a murder that he didn't commit. That's 10 years. You know, for a murder that he didn't commit, that had somebody testify to the fact that they were the ones that did it, which just goes to show, you know, the corruption. And like she said, Gloria's Angels, she's been a blessing, and she really is a blessing in the community of Oklahoma City. She does a lot of activism work and gets involved and with the homeless. And pretty much I've seen her involved in pretty much anything involving human rights, like we all should strive and push for, like we said, past our own agendas. We need to come together. We all have the same common cause. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful for Michael Washington for bringing us all together in this. And like Mayotte was saying, like this is how what we're doing is history, you know, will be history one day. And I feel like we have a strong leader in Mr. Washington. You know, is more than capable of leading a civil rights movement here. He, you know, had the Freedom Center declared a national landmark for Clara Luper for, you know, the civil rights. And That will forever be Oklahoma history that he did that. And to piggyback off of that and create this movement with this person, with you, Mr. Washington, is absolutely amazing. And I feel so blessed and in my purpose with you guys. You know, I feel like I'm in my purpose in life. And that's so important to all of our lives, is finding what your purpose is and not the purpose that they try to give you, because we stay so busy wrapped up in, you know, our employment and in, you know, our own issues and things like this. We don't focus on other people. And, you know, that's what they bet on. You know, they bet on that. They bet on us not having resources. They bet on us not coming together, because they've put these systems in place to keep us from doing that. But we can't allow that any longer, because it's deteriorating our justice and our freedom and our society in the United States. It's always been an issue, but we're seeing again, an uptick in it, based off of, you know, lunatic, crazy leaders that we've had that have pushed, far, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. They're pushing the agendas. They're giving voices to the people that were voiceless after, you know, the Civil War, and they're making, they're creating this platform for these people to blatantly, and the systems, not just the people, but the systems, to blatantly display their racism and their bigotry and treat us like they own us and that we have to just sit back and take it. And we can't do that, because if we do that, then our children will do that, and then our grandchildren will do that, and it'll be just oppression, oppression. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm tired. I'm tired of being treated less than. I'm tired of, you know, the small percentage of people that do control and have authority, that treat the rest of us a certain way for financial gain. And I'm tired of the systems, the systemic racism. I'm tired of the corporations that lead our politicians, like the pharmaceutical companies and things like that, that prevent cancer-causing medicines like marijuana from being legalized, and that they criminalize and throw minorities in jail for. And that's something that was supposed to come with us voting on 788 for medical marijuana in the state of Oklahoma, was that they were supposed to get rid of the criminal aspect, and they were supposed to overturn these cases of these people that were incarcerated solely on marijuana, and that never happened. And these are the things that we have to keep them and hold accountable for, is that the things, the changes that we demand, it's we the people, it's not you. It's our rules, it's not yours. This is our country, it's not yours. You represent us. And if you can't represent us, then you got to get the hell out of the way.
You work for me. You know, that's right. You don't do what you want. I elect you. You work for me. So you need to get that job done. If it's get too the heat too hot,
and times change.
Get out the way.
Times change. Like we spoke about before, times change. That Constitution, things like that, those things need to be relooked at. There wasn't representation in that.
Yeah.
You had cisgender, you know, 50-year-old white males all wrote that. Where is the inclusion? There was no women. There was no people of color. There was, you know, there was so much exclusion in that. And how long ago was the Constitution written? Like, times change and they progress. And as they progress, we as a society have to control what goes on in our government institutions, because, like we said, it's we the people. We control what we want is what it should be. We pay the taxes. This is our country. We, not them.
All right. I got to cut you off. We got to get short. May I? Thank you, Nicole. Very, very enlightening. Very informative. Go ahead, May I? And then we got to get ready to close out, Jeff.
Ashay, you know, all I have to do is add to that, because everything that everybody's saying on this line, you know, was beautiful. We all was there, you know, and we all got to experience something that, you know, will go in history, you know what I mean? And the children that were there will remember those moments. I was there when, you know what I mean? My mom, this lady did, you know what I mean? This is all going down in history. So let's keep making history. Let's keep, you know, pushing, because we're going to break some of this mess that's going on down here in Oklahoma. We just got to keep the pace. And we just got to keep our foot on their necks, like Michael said and Nicole said, because I'll say this. They can know who I am. They can know my Social Security. I don't care.
They got AIDS. No. Look here, we got to do it.
They're going to have to yell, I can't breathe.
Yeah. But then again, I don't know if all the shit will light up on the hill. They're going to. Yeah.
They're gonna surrender. They're gonna give up because for one, we signed your checks at the end of the day. If it wasn't our money, you wouldn't even be in this position right now. You serve us. So the y'all, they're gonna have to get that through their head. So that's all I gotta do is add to that, Michael.
Hey, you know what, y'all? Let me tell y'all what. We got to get ready to close out here, y'all. We got about 5 minutes, but I'm going to get out. Let me tell y'all something, man. This was so electrifying tonight. And next week, y'all, like I said, this coming Thursday, let's marinate on what the next show is going to be. And let's get more and more people here. Right now, we got about 68 people who joined in tonight on various parts of the states. I mean, you know, two or three on the line and all this here. So we're doing great, y'all. So let's not let it quit. So let me get ready to say, this is Brother Bob Always Topper. If you got a topic for the show tonight on People Power Radio, I'm your host with the most with me, yet you boy. We want you to come and call us at area code 405-246-9089. That's area code 405-246-9089, where your topic is going to be online for our next, I like to say our next inspired and invigorated show, because as y'all see, man, we have fun on our show. We laugh, we have joy. Some of you may hear tears. The point is that we're on this show, you're going to be human beings. So let me say, again, if you have an idea for a show, please call us up at area code 405-246-9089. And if you feel that you need to talk to someone, you can also call us at the number, or you can call us at, actually email us at opapainc9@gmail.com. This is usually the night where we usually let our co-hosts as well give out their information, but tonight, y'all, due to a time constraint, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. But let me say, as I always do, love somebody, man. Love your family. Let them know, man, that you love them, because tomorrow is not promised. Let me say, in a word of prayer, may God bless and keep you. May he allow his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Everybody, good night. They're getting ready to cut us off, so I don't want to go and leave you hanging. So everybody be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful night. Thank y'all for joining us. Nicole, Donna, may y'all, you know, you're always great. So y'all be blessed, and let's keep this thing rolling. Everybody have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.